Yesterday, we were talking about how one has to understand the real position of Krishna and how we are totally dependent on him. Like a bulb is electrified by electricity, or when electricity is removed, it is rendered lifeless. Similarly, in this whole creation, the divine hand of Krishna has to be seen, without which one cannot understand how we are totally dependent on him. Kunti Maharani says, Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, all these things make one intoxicated with false pride, and they don't let one feel the dependence on Krishna. Now if you see the Pandavas, they had all these four. They had a very high Janma because they were all born through demigods. They had Aishwarya because they eventually became kings of the whole world. Shruta, they were always surrounded by Brahmanas and saintly persons who were ready to provide them wisdom, and associating with them again and again, they themselves became extremely wise. So they were very learned. And Shri, they had great bodily beauty also, being the sons of demigods and being the sons of Pandu, great virtuous and pious king. So they had all these qualifications. Then how could they feelingly call the name of Krishna? Because they practiced and adopted in their personal lives the most important facts of life, based on which they lived. Like Arjuna says in the first canto, somewhere in 13th, 14th chapter you will read, 14th chapter, you will read, he says, my dear Krishna, for one moment, if you are absent from this universe, everything will be rendered lifeless, he says. It is you who are giving life to the whole universe. Just like as soon as there is a power cut, immediately you find all the lights are off, fan is off, fridge is off, everything is off. Everything is rendered black. When the light is on again, then everything is electrified. So he says, this is one understanding they had, that our lives are becoming beautified only because there is Krishna with us. And not only that, you will see that all the possessions and that we possess now, they are all awarded to us as gifts by Krishna only. Because Krishna can offer multiple gifts and he can take them away. And Arjuna had a personal experience of this as a Gandivadhari. At one time he could twang his bow and create terror in the hearts of all the Kauravas and enemies. At a time when he had to do the war. But later, Krishna took that opulence away so that that opulence will not hurt Arjuna's spiritual progress towards returning back to Godhead. Similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj at one time was like a very royal king in the Indraprastha palace, and he was living as good as Indra in Indraprastha. In fact, all the people from Hastinapur wanted to migrate to Indraprastha, and they were all officially stopped by Dhritarashtra. So while surrounded by his brothers, often visited by Krishna and saintly persons, he was living very opulent life at one time. But eventually, by the gambling match, his wife was taken away, all his wealth was stripped off, and he was humiliated and sent to the forest, practically like a penniless beggar. You will find Yudhishthira Maharaj, along with his brothers, they experienced a life of poverty and practically nothing in the jungle. And then when they returned back, the war happened and they were made the kings of the whole world. They have seen the extremities of life, Yudhishthira Maharaj, and Arjuna also. Arjuna was the greatest warrior in the whole world. And then on the other hand, he could not tackle even infidel covered man. So, in this way, they have seen the thick and thin of life, because of which they were deeply realized in the fact that whether you are with rags or you are in riches, both situations are created by Krishna alone. They were fully convinced about that. That is why sukha dukkha, man apaman, lab alab, in all these situations, that means profits, losses, happiness, distress, fame, infamy, let everything come in our lives. We understand that all this is organized by Krishna only, who is our soul of our lives. This was their understanding. And besides this, although Pandavas, every one of them had their individual opinions, as soon as there is Krishna in their life, they were willing to propose an opinion and be detached from our opinion. Because they knew that Krishna, being the Supreme Lord, has a transcendental plan which is unknown even to the great saints and sages and the most realized people also. It is not very easy to comprehend the Lord's master plan for the whole universe. What is he thinking? Why is he doing? They completely surrendered to Krishna's will. In this way, they had this deep realization that all the assets and the accolades and properties that we possess are all awarded by Krishna, and our happiness, distress, man, apaman, and all these things are also planned by Krishna for ultimately achieving something which Krishna only knows. And similarly, our opinions are insignificant in front of Krishna, like a candle in front of the sun. So they were convinced about these universal realities in their lives. With this understanding, when Pandavas lived their life as devotees of Krishna, they could completely depend on Krishna, because they were able to see the role of Krishna in their lives. So that is why we were saying yesterday also, today also we are repeating that one theme, that unless we stop being blind to Krishna's hand in our lives, and unless we open our eyes to see the facts, we will not be able to experience our dependence on Krishna. Prabhupada says, the owls, they are awake at night, but daytime when the sun is on, and their eyes are closed and they can't see the effect of sunlight, like the Mayavadis, Prabhupada says, impersonless. They can't see the hand of Krishna because they are envious of the Lord, they cannot see. Now, we are not Mayavadis, we are Krishna followers, but owing to tinge of desire for enjoying matter, and owing to our independent minded nature, and owing to many truckloads of reactions that we accumulated from millions of lifetimes, we have become covered over and we are unable to recognize Krishna's hand in our lives. And that is why hearing of the Divya Jnana with great sincerity and chanting the holy name with a call to the Lord with the understanding of these facts will gradually make our hearts come to the point of taking shelter of these universal principles of how we are literally dependent on Krishna at every moment for our very survival. Then falling in the footsteps of Pandavas, we can get a bit of realization on dependence on Krishna. And when this experience, the feelings arise in a devotee's heart, it will be combined with the prayerful attitude, which will actually bring about a call for the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Prabhu Ki.